Today we'll hear the fourth and final segment in our series recorded at the New Mexico Coalition for Domestic Violence Conference. The conference was called Message Matters, How to Talk About Violence and Abuse So People Listen. I hope you've enjoyed this series. If you have any feedback for me, please write to radiocafe@ksfr.org. I'm very happy now to welcome Virginia Witt. She's director and founder of nomore.org. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thanks a lot. I would just edit that by saying co-founder. Takes a village to start an effort like this, and No More has many founders, but I am one of them.
So what is the No More campaign, and how did you and your co-founders get involved with it?
No More is a national effort to end domestic violence and sexual assault. It's a public awareness campaign that began, the origins of it began in 2009, when all the major groups working on this issue got together and decided they wanted a symbol similar to the AIDS ribbon or the pink ribbon for breast cancer to really elevate this issue in the public.
And so it turns out it really is important to have a branding campaign for social ills. I mean, for things that you want to basically get rid of, you know, as opposed to an advertising campaign for things that you want to promote.
That's exactly right. The same principles apply. It's a way to elevate and bring attention and awareness to something that, frankly, for too long has been on the margins. These issues have been stigmatized. People are uncomfortable sometimes talking about them for understandable reasons. There's a lot of silence that surrounds these issues. And what No More is trying to do is really break through that silence and encourage conversation, because we've seen that people being willing to talk about this actually helps young people to know that they have someone to talk to about it and that they can address it. And it actually helps to break through some of that shame and stigma that I talked about before.
So the brand, the campaign, came up with this symbol, which is a perfect circle. It's turquoise. It's like a donut, has a hole in the middle.
That's right.
And that's the O in the word no,
right,
in No More. It's like many things that one comes up with, it's simple and beautiful, but it must have been a long process to get there.
It was. The process was as complicated as the symbol is simple. First, we wanted to make sure we engaged everyone who cared about this issue, leading organizations, and make sure that they were all on board. Then we really did some serious thinking about this issue with some of the leading experts in the country on communications. We convened them on the West Coast and on the East Coast and got their ideas. Out of that came a wonderful woman named Christine Mao, who is a leading designer for Kimberly-Clark, developed this concept of zero, and that is what the symbol represents, no more, zero. Sterling Brands Pro Bono developed the symbol for us and played a significant role as well. It's really been a long journey. We launched about a year ago in March of 2013. And we're now celebrating No More Week, which is our year anniversary this week.
What happens during No More Week?
What's happening is really exciting. We're having an outpouring around the country. We now have most of the states have done a shout out to our photo challenge on nomore.org. If you go to our Facebook page or go to nomore.org, you can get more information if you want to participate from your state. But what we're doing is we're seeing people say no more. They're putting their personal messages on posters. They're Instagramming them. They're photographing them. They're covering walls with them. And they're doing events like 5K races, campus events, and other educational activities at the community level. Additionally, we were really honored that the White House this week gathered corporations and corporate leaders who are dedicated to these issues and addressing these issues on Tuesday, and that was a significant gathering as well. And it's really been a week of great activity.
You started out in the 1980s working on the AIDS epidemic, which came up with the pink ribbon. I mean, the
red ribbon.
The red mm-hmm. ribbon. And mm-hmm. now there's so many ribbons, you can't even practically
yes.
keep track of them. But through that example of the AIDS phenomenon, I mean, that was the archetypal example of how you launch something like that from obscurity and stigma into the public consciousness.
That's exactly right. It's a very good analogy, almost a perfect one, because the AIDS epidemic was shrouded in shame and stigma. The victims of AIDS were blamed. There was very few resources. No one would touch the issue. It was politically unpopular. And then the AIDS ribbon really helped, and the celebrities who wore that ribbon really helped to break through that shame and stigma. And suddenly people who were suffering with AIDS didn't feel alone. And gradually, through the work of a lot of activists, there was an opening to the political sector, to the corporate sector, and people began to really step up. So now we're actually looking at an epidemic that has been, I'm not, the epidemic and the battle goes on, of course, to address the illness, but significant strides have been made in research. Significant strides have been made in helping people who suffer with AIDS.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, with the AIDS epidemic, there were some pretty clear goals, which were research, services. The goal of ending violence is so huge.
It is. And I think that can be very paralyzing for people. I think that one of the things that we're trying to do is, because our campaign is really addressed to bystanders, so people who we know that most of the public knows someone who's either suffered domestic violence or sexual assault. So what we're trying to do is reach those bystanders and give them tools and ways that they can either both say no more, but also know what to do in circumstances where that kind of thing happens. So later this year, we're going to be focusing on our website on a whole new set of tools and trainings and information on that topic that have been funded by Avon Foundation. And we're really, really excited. It's going to be really breakthrough information. I think it'll help to reduce some of that sense of what can I do, that confusion that people have. What are the next steps?
What are the next steps?
Well, I think we're going to be exploring that. I think at the very basic level, we're urging people to step forward, to say no more, to share their experiences if they're comfortable. We're urging people who have children to talk to their kids about domestic violence and sexual assault, because we know that young people are at high risk. And organizations that are our partner groups, like Break the Cycle, have terrific information about how to open those conversations with young people. So those are some of the basic steps we're urging people to take.
During the AIDS epidemic, there was so much of a focus necessarily and often involuntarily on coming out. And it seems like there's got to be a kind of similar focus now coming out about domestic violence, about assault, which unfortunately are still really stigmatized.
They are. And I can tell you that if you go to the photo gallery on nomore.org, you'll see lots of women and men stepping forward, telling their stories and why they say no more. And many of them are survivors. But encouragingly, we're seeing unexpected voices coming forward, stepping forward. One example is Republican Congressman Tom Reed from New York, upstate New York. He went on the House floor to say no more because his niece had been sexually assaulted. And he was virtually in tears. He stood, he had a no more poster next to him that he had personally filled out with a message. And he wanted to share with the nation from the floor of the House of Representatives that he wants to say no more, and he's inviting everyone else to say no more during normal week. So that's the kind of powerful voice that we're hearing come forward.
What does the campaign actually look like? I mean, I'm sitting here with you. You're wearing the button. I have to admit, I hadn't heard of it before. And so it's
this process of
coming forward.
It is. And so we launched a year ago. And what it consists of is it's an umbrella of many, many organizations. Most of the major domestic violence and sexual assault organizations are on our steering committee. And many of the companies that have cared and invested in this area, like Verizon, Allstate, Avon, and others, have really stepped forward to support us. And we have incredible tools on our website. We have a toolkit that people can download for free, and they can access our posters, postcards, and other tools to hold an event. And they can also look at our public service announcements. So last September, we launched an unprecedented, large, groundbreaking national television and outdoor and print public service campaign, No More campaign, featuring more than 40 celebrities, national celebrities, like Amy Poehler, Mariska Hargitay, Blair Underwood, Andre Brower, and others, of men, women speaking and stepping forward to speak out against domestic violence and sexual assault.
And one of the things that's really kind of cool and brilliant about it is that No More can then have something after it. No more this, no more that, no more guilt, no more shame,
right.
No more.
Right.
And some of those are really educational, like no more Well, it's her fault because she stayed with him.
Right.
Things like that.
Right. I think what we're trying to get at is in our initial initial public service announcements, we're really trying to pierce some of those myths and those excuses that people use. Oh, he was such a nice guy. Oh, you know, she was drunk. This sort of thing. We really need to put all of that aside and get to the essence, which is there is no reason or excuse for domestic violence or sexual assault.
It's interesting because we were talking before we went on the air about how just in the last year there's been so much more attention on violence and violence against women, rape, abuse, and so on. What's going on? What does it look like from your perspective?
Well, what we're seeing and hearing from the point of view of the No More campaign is an incredible breadth of people who are willing to come forward. I gave the example of Congressman Reed, who is a Republican congressman from upstate New York, really stepping up and talking about rape and talking about the culture of rape on the House floor. I mean, that is an unusual situation. We've got the President of the United States certainly speaking to these issues very directly, supporting against the Violence Against Women Act, but also addressing the issue of sexual assault in the military. We've got Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel addressing these issues. Figures who you wouldn't necessarily have heard talking about these issues in the past are straightforwardly addressing them, and that's having an impact over time in this culture.
What does it look like in the military right now? Are women a little bit more able to step forward?
I think it's still a process. I mean, I think, as in any situation with sexual assault, women can be very scared of making an accusation for lots of good reasons. I think it's a process of evolution, and what really needs to change is the culture around the woman, so that it's more supportive and she knows, or he. And I want to emphasize that that this is a campaign that talks about both male and female survivors, and that's very important to us. She or he knows that they'll be supported if they tell the truth of what's happened to them.
The stigma for men is probably even that much more.
It is. And that's why it's really important to make an extra effort to speak to the issues of men and to really invite them into the dialogue and say it's okay for them to step forward. We partner with One in Six, which is an organization of male survivors, and they recently shared with us on our website a lot of the brave men who had stepped forward to talk about their experiences, and we put that on nomore.org. We're very honored to have those stories on our website.
So this is a campaign that is inclusive of people of every race, color, demographic,
age,
sexual orientation,
yes,
everything. And so when you are basically doing a branding campaign, you have to kind of come up with almost a kind of neutrality that is inclusive.
Right. And the trick is to be inclusive without being bland. We are a bold campaign. We are trying to get people's attention. And we want to be strong and clear. But we also want to make it comfortable for everyone to own our symbol and feel comfortable wearing it on their lapel. And right now what we're seeing is as many men as women are comfortable wearing the blue circle that you were describing on their lapel. They feel like it's fine. It's something they can own. They feel good with it.
Yeah.
Women also feel good with it. So that's really great. And what's really encouraging is young people love it. They love tagging it. They love Facebooking it. They love tweeting it. It's very visual and graphic. So they've done everything from nail art with it to using it in posters and designs.
The communications industry has changed a great deal. It used to be you send out print ads, TV ads, radio, and so on and so on. Now it's social media, and for everything you put out, you get something back. What's that like for this campaign? I mean, it's really a two-way street.
It is a total two-way street. In fact, it's sometimes a bit of a traffic jam. I mean, it's communications is not one way anymore. And it, as you say, it's vibrant. It's a community effort. So if you go to our Facebook page, if you go to nomore.org and get on our Facebook page, what you'll see is a lot of communications back and forth. So people will shout out each other, they'll come and link, and they'll friend us, or they'll share us with a friend, they'll share their story, and they'll tweet or retweet us. And so it's a lot of back and forth also, using us as kind of a medium and a platform.
What kind of responses have you gotten on college campuses?
Oh, excited, over the moon. This is the way that has taken off in college campuses, and mind you, we're kind of a virtual campaign. We're putting our stuff out there, letting people take it. We are very low touch. We don't have a lot of resources to send people out. So people are coming to our website. They're taking our toolkit, and campus organizers are running with it. It's amazing what's happening. So we're seeing everything from events, gatherings, people creating a whole wall of our posters, to people wearing the t-shirts and Instagramming themselves. It's really been exciting to see the vibrant campus. And may I just add, what's really exciting is that a lot of it involves men. So you'll see mixed groups. It's not just groups of women doing this. It's really exciting to see the young men stepping up on these issues.
And above all, people are telling their stories. I mean, I think these stories are so shrouded in silence, and the kind of, as we've said, stigma and privacy and shame, and somehow it could have been prevented, and all those kinds of stories.
Yeah, I think that what we're seeing is you have to make it comfortable for people to step forward. They have to feel safe, and they have to feel like there's a community of support. And the more that we can have people who are visible in our culture, whether it's our political leaders, celebrities, sports figures, step forward and say, I'm wearing this symbol, I support people who've experienced this, and I'm on your side, I'm going to say no more with you. It just makes people feel supported. I think that's really what we're aiming for here.
And ultimately, it leads to, I mean, if the goals of this campaign are met, and the goals that I think all of us carry around, which is an end to violence against women and men, domestic violence, and so on, it leads to a kind of profound equality where people are no longer living in fear.
That's right. I mean, I think that's the dream and the vision. And I think what's really important for people, because I think people can often be very pessimistic and they can feel like these issues have been there forever, they will be there forever. But you just need to remind people, huge change is possible on even seemingly intractable social problems. The obesity epidemic. Obesity numbers among young children are coming down. Is it easy? No, it isn't. HIV/AIDS. Men were dying within 6 months of diagnosis, are living decades. Was it easy? No, it wasn't, but we got there. Marriage equality for gays and lesbians. Huge change in actually not that long periods of time is possible. I believe it is possible on this issue. That is the premise of No More. We're absolutely determined to do everything we can to use our symbol toward that goal.
Virginia Witt is director and co-founder of nomore.org. You can find them on the web. Where do you go from here?
We're just going to keep building. We've got a tremendous excitement. We just announced a new partnership with Viacom. We're absolutely thrilled that they've stepped forward to partner with No More to use their incredible platforms and reach even more people with this message.
Thanks so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.